Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. We look back to a most blessed weekend again, where people from all over Europe and even from Israel and from African countries were gathered to hear the Word of God. And truly, we were preaching the full gospel, the full redemption by the blood of the Lamb that was shed on the cross of Calvary. God did a perfect work of redemption. Our sins are forgiven. We are justified and we're sanctified in Christ. Then, of course, we had to emphasize the importance to believe, as the scripture says. And I must admit, when I heard that 632 joined us on Sunday morning to partake of the Word of God, of all the scriptures that we shared, right from China, New Zealand, to the ends of the earth, even from Israel, people were joining us through all the countries in Africa and Europe and all over the earth. To me, this is something very, very special, that now the Word of God goes forth into all the earth as a last call, the last message to get the people together for the return of Christ. I also shared, especially Romans chapter 4, verse 3, and also Genesis 15, when the Lord spoke to Abraham, and the scripture says, Abraham believed God. I checked the Hebrew word, which is emunah. Emunah. And this word means more than just to believe. It means to trust that whatever God said will take place. He watches over His word to fulfill, to do whatever He promised. Abraham, an old man. Sarah was also old. But because Abraham believed God, Abraham trusted God, knowing whatever He says, nothing is impossible with God. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, we have to do the same. We must not look upon circumstances. Husband cannot look upon his wife. Wife cannot look upon her husband. We all have to look upon Him who gave the promise, having the assurance in our heart that He will fulfill what He said. And then, of course, knowing all the scriptures which speak about the promises of God, and to know that we are the children of promise, having received the Spirit of promise, could God do more? God was in Christ, reconciling the world with Himself. Beloved, the second part is a bit hurting, knowing about the situation within the ranks of those who claim to believe in Brother Branham's ministry, but having introduced so many unscriptural teachings. And friends, I say this with a broken heart because of misinterpretations, because of misunderstood citations, or the better word would be of what Brother Branham said. You have to have the Spirit of God to understand all things right that you find in the Scriptures and also in the messages of Brother Branham. There were no misunderstandings for many years after the departure of Brother Branham, as long as every sermon was left from beginning to the end. But the moment the brothers have taken those sermons and only picked out certain statements, taking them out of context and not even thinking about going back to the Scriptures, but taking quote and quote and quote and making up their own teachings. And friends, this is hurting. I believe that the return of Christ is very near. And those who believe that Christ has already come in 1963, they should be ashamed forever and ever. Even if you take the 19 passages in the New Testament which speak directly about the return of Christ and realize what happens according to the Scripture at that moment, brothers, you should come back to your senses, believing that our Lord has already come. Why are you on earth? Why are you preaching? There's something wrong with your heads, with your doctrines. Come back to Christ. Come back to the Word of God. Respect the Word of God. And please acknowledge that William Branham did not take us away from the Scriptures. He brought us back into the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation chapter 22. I knew William Branham for 10 years. But before I came to know Brother Branham, I knew my Lord. I knew my Lord since 1949. Friends, this is so very important. Many speak about message and presenting different doctrines, splitting the body of Christ, making groups here and there, presenting themselves as the pastor. Yes, and then repeats what we read in the book of the Kings, that they which separated from Jerusalem went into the mountains of Ephraim, and they all started their own worship. And today we have all the many groups and all worship. But friends, there are two special passages in Matthew and in Mark. In vain do they worship my teaching, for doctrines, the commandments of men. All worship, even in the message of the hour, all worship that is not done in the Word of God, in the Holy Spirit, is wrong and does not reach the throne of God. So therefore, we have to come to the understanding, not to look on other churches and denominations. The deception now goes on within the ranks of the message. And friends, that is why we have to emphasize that we must come back to the Word of God, to worship God in spirit and in truth. Therefore, I ask you to join me in believing the Word of God in its original form. By the grace of God, I look back to the many years when I, by the commission of the Lord, could take this Word of God to the ends of the earth. May God bless you. May He be with you. May His will be done in our lives. God bless you. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.